This week's shiur is being sponsored by Rabbi Saul Cohn, Zecher Nishmas Zelda Bas Yosef Alevi of Asholem. It's also being sponsored by Eliezer Hildesheim, Zecher Nishmas Moshe Ben Chaim Shimon of Asholem. It's also being sponsored by Moshe Katz, Zecher Nishmas Beirut Cyril Bas Israel Lemel of Asholem. Right. For three people, they should serve. All right. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the inyanim of Akum Shosik Bateya. And there's one topic I didn't have a chance to say, so I'm going to say it this week, finish off this week. Mice happen. There are two mices, L'chaya, Mice, and Lister. And we'll answer it, so give me a chance to answer it, okay? There was a soldier in Eretz Yisrael, Shem V'tayim Mitzvahs. He came and asked the Shaila. On the night of Seder, he had to watch somewhere. This place he has to watch as a soldier in Eretz Yisrael, and he was together with a non-Jewish soldier. These two are alone watching a certain place throughout the night. Mahalach Shmira, he had time to say the Agada. At that time, after a certain time period, he was alone, but at that time he was able to say the Agada. He's also be able to mekayim side saying the Agada and mekayim the mitzvah dal kaisis and matzah and mar. He started saying that God alone. So he said, no, he started it. He has to shayla to start saying that God alone. He could do it, but he won't feel any time in that God. He won't feel time of chayrus. He won't to doing all alone. It'd be very hard for him. So he came to shayla. Can he take this nice guy? And be mishtatzev with the Seder. You know, talk to him, tell him about Pesach, tell him about the Cheres Mitzrayim, and so on. So the Seder will be more Meshubach. And he won't come to fall asleep in the middle of the Seder. Like this, he's all alone, he could fall asleep. So he came and asked the Shaila, can he have a guy, can mishtatzev a guy to the Seder? So he asked the Shaila, and the answer was told to him that he should not learn that God with a guy. Even things that negate amuna, goy also has to have amuna. You're not allowed to, because the davar maguna to mitzvah for goy to kind the mitzvah to kind the mitzvah of sipas mitzayim. And same you said you find from a tshuva in divrei Malkiel. Interesting shayla. The Malkiel was asked a shayla in chelak dalet and siman pei vav. If you can, and believe it or not, I got the shayla a few times. That can you mechave a guy be a sandik? Can a guy be a sandik? What's the case? The cases I had was the mother was Jewish and the father was a guy. So can mechave his real father? Can mechave a sandik guys? So Chuvah Makil, Makil has a whole Chuvah Chelgal Sim Peivav, and he says he can mechave a guy with sandik guys, because since the sandik's Messiah in the mitzvah of a bris. And a guy can be Messiah in the mitzvah of bris. So Mela, this soldier was told also he has to do the seder alone. He can't mishtata for guy to the seder to help him with the seder. However, there's another story that lechoy vice is the opposite. In Maisa Talmud Chacham Zaken came and asked the shayla. He says, now I'm older, and it's hard for me to see. I come out, can't see. Reading is very hard for me. I tried to find a yid to read the Gemara for me. Read Chumash, read Gemara for me. And I couldn't find a yid to do it for me, to help me, to read for me, read ahead for me, so I can't see. So at least when he reads it, I'll understand what it says in the Gemara. So can I have a guy read the Gemara for me? And it's talking about a guy who understands well. Like we mentioned two weeks ago about Filipinos and so on, they understand Hebrew already. So he understands Lashon HaKodesh. So Meili comes to the Shaila, can I have this guy to help me read from Sifrei HaKadosh that I'm learning? Because the din is, you know, to teach a guy, you know, to learn, not Meisim Torah guy, and he understands what's going on. Are you allowed to do something like this? And the answer was, he's allowed to. He's allowed to have the guy help him for two reasons. One reason, there's a tshuva, and Shas Tshuva Be'er Sheva says, this is dafka, if you allow me to tell the guy with the timer, and the mukas of a Sidaisam. You know, he's explained completely. Even though the Be'er Sheva ends off, Shem and Asha Yichak Mikal Lumad Imoem, that Shem and Asha should not learn with him at all, even doesn't understand it, but Mokum Sayach, you can be Mekal, even since he's not, he's not Lamed time of Nimukam, he's just reading for ahead of you, you can send Machan to Be'er Sheva, Mokum Sayach Godel. The second thing, reason to be Mekal, there's a Tshuva Nigas Moshe. Moshe in your day of Chelek Beis, Sukuflan Beis, he says, that's Asa. To be Meister Torah to a guy, that's Dafka, if his Kavana is to give it over to the guy alone. But his Kavana is to teach Yisrael and the guy, Moshe, let's say sometimes you have these classes, mixed classes. You know, a lot of these Kiruv organizations, they have mixed classes. Sometimes they send out emails, or they send out, you know, put out advertisement. Says, I'm all, you know, most of the time comes, most of the time a guy, you didn't come. But sometimes the guy comes also. Or sometimes it's a boyfriend, girlfriend. One is to come together. One's a Jew, one's not a Jew. So the question is, are you allowed to teach Torah? Could you not teach Torah to a guy? So Moshe comes out with a big Kiddush, which I think, I didn't see anyone disagree with him. That he says that if Kavana is Ika to teach a Yisrael, and the guy's Nimsa there, there's no Issa. So maybe when I teach a class, my Ika, I'm teaching a Yid. I, Yid, is sitting there and listening. That's not you. There's no answer on that. So Mela, you can be down with him also, because Ika Kavana of the old Yid that a guy to read him Torah, he's not that he wants to the guy should learn Torah. The Ika thing is he wants to be able to, he should understand Torah, not that the guy should understand Torah. So Mela, since the Kavana of the Nachri is the Ika to Mishamish the Zakin, the old man, so Mela, and not to learn Torah. So maybe it's not called meet in the Sias Torah to guy. Are you going to ask me Kasha Stira by a God? By a God we say, even though it's helping the Israel, the Chayyid over there we say it's Asa. So there's not Kamina. Because by the Chayyid Nachri, there's Nasayayin Etzim Kim Mitzvah. So maybe it's a Dabba Maguna that to help you Kim the Mitzvah should be helped by a guy. However, by case of Zakain, he's using the helper only like a kufi yama. He needs to, someone has to read. He couldn't find a yid, so he found a guy. It's not shaykh, it's a mitzvah talmud Torah. So maybe in such a case, we've been mutter. The professor not asking a shayla. The professor's a guy.
No.
Uh-oh.
He
should not be doing that. He doesn't take on that. He's doing his job. Even if no yid'll show up, he'll still give the class.
So that would be awesome.
He shouldn't be doing that.
And if they're using the class, I'm helping.
If he's Ika teaching the yid, then it's okay, but that's not his kavana. I mean, you came in. There's a whole shayla, can you teach a woman? You're asking a guy come. Let's say a woman will come to the class. The whole thing's right.
Isn't there a feeling between Tarshan and Sav and Tarshan
Baltar? It's about Chaykas and the Paiskin. There's machlokes in the Paiskin. Yeah, it's machlokes in the Paiskin. Right. Right. Interesting shayla. Hey, Bacha. We all know that in the country of Venezuela, there's no yeshiva there. Kamat, is hardly any Frumayim there. I said, not too many, I said. There's no yeshiva there. Is there yeshiva there? No. Huh? There's no yeshiva there. No yeshiva there. And certainly, there's no one that walks around just like a yeshiva bacha. However, it happened to be that yeshiva bacha had to be in Venezuela. and is makbid to dress like she with his black hat, with his black pants, black jacket, and so on. And he walked around dressed like a shimbach. He had to be there for a short while. One day he's walking in the street, and a Jewish student, comes over to him and asks him, "Why are you dressing so modna? You know, everyone's going with the shorts, with shirts, it's warm out there, and he's dressing like with a hat, with a jacket. Why is he walking around like that?" So the Shimbacha told him, "This is a malbush of a Bnei Torah." The student, this Jewish student, didn't understand what yeshiva, never heard the word yeshiva, and didn't even know what Torah is. He don't know anything about his Yiddish guy. You know, he was born Jewish. His mother's Jewish, and that's it. He didn't know more than that. So he got to talk with the yeshiva bacha. They talked for an hour and a half, and he was mazda to the student, "This is a dress that I'm wearing. Is a dress of a Ben Melech. We're all Bnei Melechem. We're Ben Melech." The student, secular student, he asked him, "Where's this yeshiva? Which yeshiva go to?" So he says, It goes to Lakewood. So the student decided, "I want to see this yeshiva. I want to go to Lakewood, visit." No. He has to come to America. In America, to get from Venezuela to America, you need a visa. The student already had a visa. He didn't realize that his visa already expired, and he couldn't use it anymore. So he came to the border, and the police on the American side saw that his visa is already expired, and they thought he's trying to sneak into America illegally. So they wanted to deport him back to Venezuela. The policeman had to be a Schwarzer, came with his car, and he told this secular Jew, "I want you going to the car, and I'm bringing you back to the border. You should go back to Venezuela." While he's in the car driving with the policeman, the Shimbach, together with the Schwarzer policeman, so he asked him, "Why'd you come to America?" He says, "I'm going to learn in yeshiva in Lakewood." That's what he tells the Schwarzer. So the Schwarzer stops the car, turns around the car, and he goes back direction towards the border. The student got all nervous over here. What's going on over here? He's deporting him, and now he's bringing him back. So he asked him, "Where are you taking me?" So the policeman says, "I'm taking you to a special lawyer. Pay the lawyer $1,000, and the Mossad a visa right away. He can give you a visa on the spot." So the student went to this lawyer. He arranged a visa, a visa that could go right away. And the policeman told him, way downstairs, when it came down, he says, "I'll wait for you, go take your visa, and I'll take care of you." And now he came down with his visa. So the policeman told him, "I'm going to be a special chauffeur. I'm going to drive you to the airport so you get on a plane so you can go to Lakewood." The student was full of akaras hatov, and he turned to the policeman and he says, "I thank you very much for what you did for me. But one thing I want to ask you. First, what's going on there? First, you want to get me, deport me out of, I shouldn't come to America at all. And now you're helping me more than usual. What's going on over here?" So the Schwarzer policeman says, I'll tell you a story. He says, "My wife, they found drugs on her. And really someone planted drugs there. And they gave her a knas of $2,000. He has to pay. She cannot pay this 2,000 knas. So he said, if you can't pay, you have to sit in jail." His man afterwards, the policeman was going on, was in the streets, and he saw a Hasidic yid that was going attaché case. He was going with a briefcase. And he was walking in the street, and the policeman was watching it. And he saw someone jump the yid and grab away his briefcase and ran away. The Yidden, the guy, the Ganav, was a lot, the Yid started running after him, but the Ganav was a lot faster than him, and he could not catch up to him to grab back his briefcase. However, a policeman saw this, so a policeman ran after him and caught up to the guy, arrested him, and took back the briefcase and gave it back to the Yid. This Chassidish Yid told this policeman that he's market toiv, what he did for him, since he had a lot of money in this briefcase. So the policeman said, listen, you don't need the market toiv, I did my job as a policeman. That's my job to do. So the Chassid told him that since you saved a lot of money, I want to give you, I will market toiv, I want to give you money as a reward. So the policeman said, listen. So he said, listen, my wife is sitting in jail. I need $2,000 to get her out. The guy gave him the $2,000 and he was able to free his wife. Then a policeman said, how do I mock a type to you? You saved my wife. You took her out. She was stuck in jail. So the Chassid said, listen, you really don't have to be show me any curse of type, because you really did me. You said the briefcase had a lot of money inside. But if you're really asking, you want me to make a tithe, if you ever see a yeshiva man, a ben yeshiva, a Jewish person, you see him, if you can help him, I want you to help him. So the policeman said, it's 10 years I'm looking for somebody. Finally, I'm looking for a yeshiva. You're the first one I found, and therefore that's why I want to keep with my deal. I want to help you to get to yeshiva. The story is, the student reached Lakewood, started learning there. Today he's an Avrich Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim with a family, Erech Yid, and so on. How did the whole thing start? From dressing like a yeshiva in a place we don't wear, you know, in Venezuela. He acted like a Frum Yid, like Frum should be. So in Mela, that's why he was Zaycha. Through that, he was Zaycha. That this person became from, and his children, Darius are come from, it's all his chus.
The moral of the story is it comes from South America.
Huh?
That's the moral of the story. You're missing the most important thing.
Okay. So what's the shadow now? We have a whole shadow there. What? I told you a story. The story is not some story, there's a shadow there. What's the shadow there? The Chaya. It was Asa. The Chaya should have been Asa. For the policeman, to accept from the policeman, to give a present to the Geisha policeman, the Issa derives from Leisachanim, and then one says, "Avodah Zarah learns from this Leisita Matnas Chinam." Even though you find there's Indian to be marked in the Shah Karas Atayv, even to Gayim, but over here the policeman was doing his job, and there's no reason for him to give it to him. But to give him $2,000, Mamish wasn't tzayach, so the Chayy should have been an Issa of Leisachanim. So this shaila was asked to Yitzchak Zilberstein. So he said, "It's not sira matana. This is miska. This is business. Because the chassid at the end, he gave the nachi matana amnas. He should do taiva to ben yeshiva. And if the chance comes up, so it comes out at the end of the day that he got schar in his matana. So maybe there's no issa of leisachanim. That's what he gives the test. Let me finish. Lenias daiti." Like you say, not a teretz. You don't have to come on to this, to his teretz. Why? Because the Mechaber says, in your ideas, in the Kuftan house, if you base, Mephanasim and Yaakov and Yisrael. So over here, this Shaita, he couldn't take his wife out of jail. He's still like Ani, it got to be his wife that was in jail. He didn't have money to repay to her. So Mela was mutter to give to the Yerim Amat Eschinam, but it goes into a call, Mephanasim and Yaakov and Yisrael.
Yes.
Ooh. It could be. You could give money for it. Yes.
Mepharnesim perhaps means
also. Mepharnesim also, whatever the needs are. Not his food, right. There's a riot to this is from a famous, I don't know if we heard the Maisa, but I saw this Maisa a number of times, but it's an interesting Maisa. The Maisa is nicer than Yehuda. When Yehuda was robbing Prague. One time, Yehuda, when he started coming up in Prague, he was walking the streets in Prague at night one night, and he saw a Geisha child crying. So the Rabbi Yehuda came to him, he came, went over to the child, and he asked him, "Why are you crying? What happened?" He had rachmanis on him, so he asked him, "What happened?" So he says, "Every day, my stepfather, who's one of the bakers in the city, each day he sends me out with a basket full of bread, and he tells me I have to sell it by the end of the day, and bring back the money what he sold the breads." And he used to do that every day. Today, he says, he lost the money. It was the end of the day, it was at nighttime ready, he lost all the money. He can't find it. And of all the sales he did during the day. And now he wants to come home, but he knows that if he comes home, his father is going to beat him up, that he lost all the money. So he doesn't know what to do and where to turn. So if you would ask him how much money was taken from you, so he told him the amount. So if you would have took it out of his pocket, and he gave him all the amount of money that he lost, so maybe he should go home. Akana Maisa. Many years later, Yehuda, as you're talking about, probably 25, 30 years later, Yehuda was sitting still in his rav in Prague, and he was shakur b'lamuda, he was sitting alone in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, someone knocks on the door, and Yehuda opens the door, and he sees a guy standing in front of him. Someone about the age of 40 years old. And he's Nikita, he's a guy. So the guy tells to Nabi Yehuda, he says, Kvod HaRav, he says, "You should know, I know for sure you don't recognize me. But I want to remind you, I was that young child from many years ago that was crying for many years, and you saved me from my stepfather beating me up. Now I'm coming to pay to be askar tayv. I'm coming to I want to do you a favor. So I'm coming to tell you now," he says, "right now it's before Pesach, and all the bakers in the city, all the Goyish bakers in the city got together of Prague, and every Matzah Pesach, all the Yidden come Matzah Pesach to the Goyish bakers to buy bread. Matzah Pesach. So all the bakers decided that on Matzah Pesach they're going to put poison. They're going to poison and kill out the whole Jewish community. And they're doing it with Sargadol, no one knows about it. I'm the son of the of one of the bakers. So yeah, I know by telling you I'm putting myself in Sakana. So I'm warning you this is happening. And I know you, but Chachma, you're the rabbi of the city, you'll know what to do to avoid this whole problem." Nabi Yehuda was scared. What can he do over here? He thanked the guy very much for letting him know, and he started thinking, "Eitzah, what could he do to prevent the whole community that to stop the Eitzah of this guy, the son of Yisrael, from the bakers?" The whole Pesach, the Nabi Yehuda did not say anything to anybody. Didn't tell anybody. However, and Lel Shminish of Pesach, the Yehuda sent out shlichim to all the shuls in Prague, and he said that tomorrow morning Shachris, everyone has to daven in the Beis Medrash HaGadol. You know, there's a lot of small shuls, and the Beis Medrash HaGadol, everyone should come to Beis Medrash HaGadol and daven their Shachris. And all those shuls have to close down. Because he wants to say a drasha. This is Achron Shel Pesach. So the whole, of course, what he said, no one knows what he's going to talk about. It must be something very serious. So the whole community came on Achron Shel Pesach, Shachris, they all down in the Beis Medrash HaGadol. They hear what the rabbi has to say. He had heard a God that said, "Torah Yisraelim Chazeres. Mistakes always happen. This year we made a mistake with the B'chish of the Meilad. We made a mistake and at times we made Pesach a day earlier. And Pesach is a day earlier. And therefore, today is only Shvi'i Shel Pesach, and tomorrow is Achron Shel Pesach. And the Chayva and all of us, we have to eat it, we can't eat chametz for another day. We have to eat it for another day." The Kehila knew that the Nabi Yehuda, the Gol HaDor, the Nabi Yehuda said such a thing, even though it doesn't make sense, but the Rav said it, they were on Mahari after him. even though it made it sound very madna, and everyone except the Yehuda said, it came Matzah Echad. They didn't understand. What? It's a Matzah Yantif. The bakers didn't understand. What? Matzah Yantif. The Jews come the first thing after Tzeisek Achavim. They keep with their Ben Atam. After Ben Atam, they all come to buy bread. No one came. No one showed up. Like they were every year. In the meantime, the Yehuda went to the police and told them the plague, that the police checked into it. They went to the bakeries. They confiscated some of the bread. They found out it was poison. And they all end up in jail. The Yehuda told the Ezra, the son, and Musi learned from this. You see, the Midas Harachim of a Yid, that the Baruch Hu put a Teva, the Midas Harachim of a Yid, is to help every Oni Ve'evya, and even a guy. So it's on us, we also have to rach. We don't even know what can happen at the end of the day. Shlach Panecha Hamayim, you never know, someday they'll come back and they'll save Klal Yisrael. So, L'chaira, the Nevi Huda, L'chaira Shaila, when he first saw the guy, he was Yisrael to Shaila like Sechanim. The answer is, it's not like Sechanim, because since we fast and knock him in Yisrael, it's okay. So may it be also by his police also, the geisha policeman, they with the chassid, and the policeman told the chassid that he's now sorry, he needs $2,000, and the chassid gave him the money, and the yeshua came for a student that ended became a ben taira. So you never know what happens. By me, the whole power of the story is that everyone accepted the Yehuda said that a rav could get up and everyone should listen.
The
Bami is the pellet. Everyone listen to him. That's Bami the pellet story. Huh? It's the same that tells the first. What's the buck? What do you have the Knebuch? They didn't have enough Knebuch. Huh? Well, for no reason whatsoever. When it'll be, that'll be Yisrael Sechanim. I'll tell you, the Biskarov once, he was in Switzerland. So the rule is when you go taxi cab, so you have to pay 15%. That's the, it used to be when I went to Switzerland, there's a special, you pay the price, and plus you have to, there's a 15%. So the diet, not to make sure it's more than that. You know, he didn't tell him keep the extras. The diet, exactly. Not to go to the diet, let's look on him. Well, one second. Let me finish off. I once said over the story for the Biskrov, but I also said a Meister from Yankov Kamnetsky. And Yankov Kamnetsky said that when you're going to a taxi, and when you tip a taxi, give him more than normal. Why? Why? Because let him know the Jews are more generous. It's not a mice solicitor, because over there in Switzerland, over there, that's the law, 15%, and that's it. So then, if you give them more, then like Sechanim. But over here in America, those things 50%, some give 10%, give 20%, whatever it is they give. So you should give more than what Norm is given, so they should send you going to a restaurant. You tip in a restaurant, you should tip a little more than usual. So you should know the Jews are more generous. That's what Yankov used to tell us, Tamidim. What?
At the lights?
Yeah. No, I don't think there's. Okay. Huh? No, we're not saying Kadima. Who's talking about Kadima? You have the case. Kadima not. Kadima Yid comes first, okay? Yes. If Shlomo Zalman says you can take a Maisa money. Yes. Any stock you give to a guy, if Shlomo Zalman writes in a tshuva, you can take it for Maisa money. If you give a Shem Maisa. All right, interesting story. A Yid had a guy, a Shachan. A neighbor was a guy. And he heard that the Yid is going to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the Yid, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Are you going to the Western Wall, the Kaisama? Are you going to the Western Wall? So he says, of course. Go ahead, so I'm going to the Kaisama Arabi. What's the problem? So the guy asked him, I heard that when you go to Kaisama Arabi, that's there, the tefillahs, I'm a Skabamor. All the prayers, I'm almost Kaisama Arabi. And I also heard that a lot of Jews, what they do is they stick in kviklach into the stones, in the Kaisim Arabi, with bakashis and tefillas. So since you're going to Goyes, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, so I want to give you a bakasha. I want you to put into Kaisim Arabi. So I want to supply that all my children should be healthy. I should have good panasa. And I want you to put this in the Kaisim Arabi. So you come to ask, can I do such a thing? Can I take this petik, this piece of paper from a yid, and be malah bakasha of the guy? So he came and asked the shaila. So he was told like this. It says by when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it says in Melachim Aleph, Perches, Pasuk, Mem Aleph, to Mem Gimel, it says, the Pesukim said like this, V'gam El Anachli Asher Ma'amcha Yisrael Hu, Obom Eretz Chayka L'man Shemecha. Even God, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, so Shlomo HaMelech said, the Beis HaMikdash is for Goyim, even not from Amcha Yisrael. They come from Eretz Chayka L'man Shemecha. Ki Yishma Shemecha Agadah, they hear the Baruch Hu's big name. There's Yot Chazaka, as on the tour, see all the nisim the bunch of dust of Kaisal. And Obal, the spellow, El Abai says there, they want to come to Davin. Ata Tishma, Hashemai, and the Cheshit, the bunch of you should cover that Phyllis. Vesif the Kosh, Yikra Lecha Nachi. So the Shlomach is Davin to the Bani Shalom, you should cover the Phyllis of the Goyim also. Man Yedim, Kolami Yorah, Tashimcha, Liyira Yitzchah, the man Lady Kolorah, Tashimcha, Liyira Yitzchah, Kamcha Yisrael. So Shlomo says clearly, the guy wants to come, disguise himself to Rabbi Shalom, and so on, Yibon Shishim Kabla Tfilis. And also it says in Yishaya Novi, in Perek Nivav, Pasuk Zayim, we always say this also, on every, when it comes to every tainus, we say it, by the Maftir, Vavi Yaitzim al HaKachi, Nisimachtim Beitzilasi, Elisayim Zavchem, Rotzen al Mizrachi, Ki Beisib, Yikar Cholo Amim, and the Radak speaks out over there. He says, "Cholo Amim, Kwan Shalom Shlaima Tfilosai." Like we quote from the Pasuk Shlaim before, the Gamel Anochli is for the Goyim also. And also, the Rambam says in Ma'aseh Kabbonis, in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Mekablam Anochim Eilos Shebaim Benedar Dava. The guy wants to come to Beis Hamikdash and bring an Eila, either because of Neder and a Dava. Because if they're being idols in the door, you're allowed to accept it. It's like tefillah. So Maisa, and then he's allowed to take this kvittel from the guy and put it in the kaisa without any question. Because if you mekabel kabonis from them, so koshkein, you're allowed to put a petek into the kaisa maravi.
Can you throw daven for a guy?
If he asks you, yes. Also, Agav, we're talking about Makav Kabonis. Let's say, can a guy, this shayla comes up a number of times. If a guy is allowed to menada for basic nesses, you know, can you go actively and raise money from a guy for a shul? Or to write, and also sometimes he wants to put his name on the building. Are you allowed to do it or not? It's a foolish Mechaba says in the Yerdeya Simration and Dalet Sifalev, that it's that you're not allowed to become stucker from a guy if he gives a Shem Shemayim. However, if a guy is menata something by sicknesses, so it says in Yerdeya in Reshin and Dalet Sivbeis in Ramor, the Lashon of Ramor is the menadrin double by sicknesses, mekabla mehem. You're allowed to accept the doubles from goyim. And the same thing speaks out to Mechaba in Yerdeya Simration and Tess Sivdalet. Says a guy that was menader b'menayra or something to basic nesses mekabel memena. That's a lashon mechaba. And the shach speaks out in reish and dalet sifkon dalet. Says the reason is she's like a korban. They mekabel kabonis whenever kachavim. So not to basic nesses like a mekabel kabonis we allow to. And also he quotes a goy sashri that says what's the reason why? Because why don't you accept stocker from a guy? Because stalker is mechapers, it's mechaper, and maybe not mechaper for them. But the Dharma Dharmas is not born in the chaper, so maybe you're allowed to accept for them. And Sandy seeks out the Taz in Sifkot Dalas. The Das Torah, the Masham, in Yerdeh, Simesh, and Dalad, He says, oh, then you're allowed to make money to help build a shul. And he brings down a tshuva on the tzedek, and our Chaim Tzvi Yudal says, even lashon of the mechaber is mekablim, means a lashon, if they come to you and give you, you're allowed to accept. Oh, but to go and solicit, to ask them, vice is maybe not. There's like the Adni Tzedek, in the basic Knesset, it's only basic Mikdash you weren't allowed to. But in basic Knesset, a Mikdash Mat, you're allowed to go ask them for money. And the Das Tari brings down a raya from the Shach we mentioned. Because since basic Knesset is not Mechaper, so in Mela, you're allowed to accept from Goyim. In the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat, in Perek Yiral Sivkon Ches, he quotes the Chur Shai in Cherek Al Simen Tezvav, that says you're allowed to knock on doors to Mekabim Davos for Binyan Basic Knesset. And also, I looked up the Chur Shai, it's also in Cherek Beis in Simen Anal. It's the same thing also. You're allowed to. So you're allowed to even go directly and solicit money for Binyan Basic Knesset. However, I looked high and low. I couldn't find anyone say, can you put the name on a building and put the name on a menorah, a guy's name on the menorah, in the early achrayim, don't say a word about it. It all talks about accepting. Or putting the name on it. Doesn't mention it. But I saw from Yitzhak Zilberstein, he quotes a sefer, Yishal Tzushuvas Yad Yitzchak, Chedagim Asim Reish Alef. I don't have the sefer Yad Yitzchak, but he quotes a sefer Yad Yitzchak that says, a guy who is menadim sefer Torah to basic Knesset, he menadim sefer Torah to a shul. But the guy is that on the mantle you put on the sefer Torah, he wants his name with gold on there. He wants his name on it. So he brings down Ramah says in Yerideya Reish Ben Tes Sifrit Gimel, the famous Ramah says, and we come welcome, this is a lashon, Mi shemagdish dovlet staka muta loylifta shmoyalov she'ei loy zekarn. If someone is magdish some staka, let's say a menorah, let's say a shul, whatever it is, it's muta to put his name on the shul on the building, shabim zekarn. And then there are more ends off with the shul of Rashba. The famous shul of Roy Lassus came. It's right to do such a thing, to fight for such a thing. That's the Lashon Ramah. So the Yitzchak says is all talking when the Nadev, the one who's Menadev, is Yisrael. Then you're allowed to write on his name on it. But if the Nadev is a guy, you cannot write his name on it. Because you're not Mekabel Davos for Nachre, he has to give all Moshe Tziba, and Tziba does whatever they want with it. And not in a way that she curse Shmoyalov. And also, he ends off, it's a Dava, a Gnai, that his name, the name of God should be written on a building, on a Sefer Torah, on anything. And he brings afterwards, he quotes, to Echad Dada Adar, he doesn't say his name. He quotes from Onik Dada Adar, there's a Shumayfin, Yenal Timifasim, the name of God, the base of the Kano, Imis Kavonis for God. Why? It's a Gnai, that his name should be mentioned on a building and so on. So what do you want to do? The guy wants his name somewhere. What you could tell the guy, listen, we have a Pinkus, the shul has a notebook, and they write down all the type of donations. If you want, we'll put your name in there that you gave money. You gave Sefetaya, Menorah, or Moment to a shul. But we cannot put it on the Menorah on the middle of a Sefetaya on Binyan Basic Knesset.
What about a Friar Jew?
Friar Jew, you could. A mumma is a shayla. A mumma is a manazer. Could be a tinnish nishba. We make
it. We're going to reform, but really.
Doesn't make a difference.
Is it okay to put an English name on the mantle?
Yeah, you can put English, nothing wrong.
What about a plant?
Huh? Same thing. Yeshiva, same thing. Should put a name on a building. There's a tshuva nigus maisha. Can you have, he talks about, can you have an honoree, a guy honoree? Sometimes you have a guy honoree, he brings in all his friends, all his rich friends. Can you have a guy honoree? So he has a tshuva in your day, Chelbei Simik Kuf Yitzayin says, it's mutter for maisid to make a bank to the chavit a guy that Archim should come, they should be knife to staka. He says, even though there's no issa, he can't find any issa, but he says, mechua adava, you shouldn't do it. However, when a good does, sometimes, a government official, that's our course of third. Moshe writes in the tshuva, that's okay. Okay. That's not for money. That's for to give money. Because they help the Yidden. So that's our course of third. That he says it's okay. Writes in the tshuva. Let me finish. What?
Anybody that's never raised money is very from
okay. However, it's not compared to our case over here. because there's no name on a binyan. I remember there was once a tumult. There's one of yeshivas in America. One of yeshivas in America honored once Donald Trump to get to. Huh? I didn't want to say the name. They honored him, and there was a whole tumult. A lot of yeshivas came out against the person who did it.
You talking about President Trump?
What?
Yeshiva doesn't exist.
No. Yeah.
We have a wall of plaques, little plaques that people donated.
Yeah.
And some yeshivas or shuls have.
Can't put a good
name on those plaques.
Can't put a good. All right. All right. If it's, you know it's Goyim, then you're not allowed to. You can't put the name on.
Alright.
Hesem is not Mati Surim.
Can you imagine a yeshiva is building an addition and a guy is willing to give $50,000?
He could take the money, but you can't put his name on it. I said you could take his money.
So you change his name.
There's enough money in Jewish community. You don't have to go to the Goyim. All right. All right. Another interesting shaila. Guy had a Jewish neighbor. And he sees there's a mezuzah on his door. He sees him put a mezuzah on his door. So he asked him, what's that? So he said, that mezuzah is a shmira for the whole house. So the guy says, listen, it's a shmira house. I want one also. I want to shmira my house also. So he wants to get a mezuzah. He says, where do you buy a mezuzah? He says, at a bookstore. So he said, okay. The guy went to the bookstore. And he bought a mezuzah, and he knocked it on his door. Even though it's also to do so, you now sell mezuzah to a guy. It says in your day, reach out to the base. Rama says, this is a lush Rama. Guy answers, he wants a mezuzah, he wants to be kaved, also litanoi. Rama says, quote to my will, you now to give him. Okay? However, and Reb Chaim Kineski writes in the Sefer on Hichas Mezuzah, he adds on, not only to give it to him, but he now has to sell it to him also. He brings down from a Tesefta, the only thing he can't sell a Mezuzah to a guy also. In Emerson, there's a Mechaba in Reb Chaim, similar to the test of Zion, that Mezuzah that Nimsim Yad Goy, Mitzel of Dysef, a kid, you should be paid it. Take it out of his possession. Can they dumb the value? If you have to pay a little bit extra for it. One second, let me finish. Ramah adds on. Ramah says, on Ramah. Ramah adds on. Where he quotes the Maril, says, you're not allowed to sell, or you're not allowed to give a mezuzah to a guy. So Ramah says, nearly. When there's Rashash Eva, he'll do something bad to Yid, sure, then it's okay to give him or sell a mezuzah. And Ramosha writes in Shuvah, in your day, he learns Shat and Ramah. Ramah is saying two reasons. One reason is Eva, even though he won't do bad to Yidden, or a second reason, that he do bad to Yidden, even though he won't become a sinner because of that. But he'll have a Hezekmaman, there's still Mutter to give it, there's Mutter to give it to sell to a guy. However, now Maisa is not talking such a case. So it's really Asa. Also to sell it to a guy the mezuzah. Alamaisa Kachaya, he sold the mezuzah to a guy. And the guy has the mezuzah. He knocked on his door. A number of years later, things started happening bad in the guy's house. And he heard that if something happens bad in your house, the minig is to check the mezuzah. So he goes to Magia. He goes to a Jewish cipher, and he asks him to check his mezuzahs. The cipher sees, he asks the person, he sees looks like a guy. He asks him, are you a get tzedek? He says, no. So Sefer says, you know what? Leave me, I don't have time to check the mezuzah. Wait, come back tomorrow, and I'll give it back to you. Come back tomorrow for the mezuzah. The Sefer did this for, he thought, since it's a Shulchan Aruch, you now give mezuzah to a guy, so how can we turn back the mezuzah to a guy? So what do? He took a piece of paper, placed the mezuzah, and had some Hebrew writing on it, and he put it inside the case of the mezuzah. And Menachem, the guy, apostle mezuzah, of course it's not a mezuzah, and the next day the guy came to pick up his mezuzah with the case. So he said, I put it back already in the case already, and again, the Zaza apostle, he says, everything's beseder, take your mezuzah, and you don't have to pay me for it. One second. Sefer comes home, he tells his wife the story what happened. Someone came and I had to do this because it's hard for me to do it. So the wife says, I don't think you can do this. You guys are lakum. You stole his kosher mezuzah. It's a gay zela. You stole a kosher mezuzah. You had no right to do such a thing. So the Sefer comes. Yeah, the Sefer knew how to learn a little bit. So the Sefer comes and asks the Shaila, does he do the right thing, or does he return the mezuzah? And he comes with a raya that he did the right thing. You hear this raya? He says, and Parshas told us, there's the whole Maisa of Esav sold the Bechorite to Yanker Avino. So Das Kenim over there, you hear this? Das Kenim says, Vayivis Eves HaBechorite, so since Esav was a Vaza Bechorite, Yaakov bought it from him. So he acts like this. This is the Lashon of the Das Kenim. V'nimsa b'seif ab Yehuda HaChosid, Mikan atalomad, Shemyesh bayis biyad Rosh HaSefer Torah, if a Rosh has a Sefer Torah, a mitzvah acheres, the mortal, a tzaddik, a maisai, it's mortal to mimram him, lito memenet, take away the Sefer Torah, or in case of al-mazun, you're allowed to do it. So he tainet, Sefer tainet, according to his mortal, for me to exchange the mezuzah, we're a possible mezuzah. We're put a piece of paper there. So he came to Yitzchak Zilberstein. So he told him, the Vaday, the Iva, the Sefer was Iva, and Zeus Akum, Zosa. If he come a Paiskim, there's Issim in Atoya, like it says in Chashimishmet, Shinuntes, Sefalef, that gives Akum Zosa. And the Raif that he brings from Yudah Chosed is no Raif for three reasons. One reason is, the reason by Yank Avinu was Mutter to Miram Esav, because Esav was Mavazah Bechaira. But over here it's the opposite. The Nochi is not Mavazah, the Mezuzah. Al Rabbi, he's machshid mezuzah for davar good for good protection of his house. So maybe it's not doma to be a chassid. That's one reason. The second reason, Yankov Avinu Chas Hashem didn't steal from Esav. It was a mechira gemura. So maybe even in case he be a chassid, it's taught that we bought the Sefer Torah derech mechira. But over here it's talking. He talked took it derech a neighbor. That's also. The third raya is even worse. It's a shashachil Hashem. Because later time, the guy will go check the mezuzah by another cipher, and he'll bring it to a cipher, a different cipher, and the cipher will say, what, there's a piece of paper in here. Someone stole the mezuzah. Even though it'll be nicker that the first cipher stole the mezuzah, there'll be a chil Hashem. And like it says in Tesefta, Baba Kama Peregut, Hagoizel es a guy, Chayav lahazel a guy. When he steals from a guy, he mechuyif to return it. The choma gezel guy megezel yisrael nechil Hashem. Zela from a guy is a bigger issa than from a yid, because by a guy is also issa chil Hashem. And there's a tshuva in Chacham Tzvi in Simcha Vav. He says gezel akum b'mokam yesh chil Hashem. The guy's beside is zela. He's over issa deraisa. This is chalo Hashem kachi. So mela. Yitzchak Zilberstein told him. We have to find an Eitzah not to use a Gezel Akum, and the guy should not have a Kosher Mezuzah anymore, even though it will be not covered, because it's an interesting Radvaz. This Radvaz is in the game a few times in Maisa for me also. The Shabbos came up. Let's say a guy wants to put on Tefillin. Can you buy him? The Alokha, the guy, the Bi'alokha says, it's Mashu from the Shami like that, that if a guy wants to accept himself other mitzvahs, you're allowed to let him do it. Let's say a guy wants to buy a pair of tefillin. So it's interesting with Vaz. Advaz on the Rambam in the Chasmalachim Perigud Alachiyot. Advaz says the mitzvahs shetzich and kedusha tara, certain mitzvahs in the Torah that you need kedusha tara to go in tefillin, say for Torah mezuzah. And he chaychach lahachme shalinicha nachem asaisam. I don't let go and get it. That's what the Advaz says. And also in the Rishon or Chaim Kodesh in Yerideya in Yisaisim Reis Tzadik Aleph, this is his lashon. The mezuzah shmila bayis, mezuzah shmila for a house. Shekash baruch yoshev misham oisim echutz. The bayis is outside watching inside the house. Nothing should go wrong. V'chein in the zalzul chas hashom bechvayda yizvarach sheyasi kein l'goy. Shouldn't give it to a guy. So meila, what should you do? So if Yitzchak Zilberstein said you should do, this is the eighth he gave the sefer. He should go back to the guy, and he should tell him, I want to pay the full amount of mezuzah, of a kosher mezuzah that you bought. And he tell him, the other mezuzah that I put there is better for you. And it's that, and you don't have to have any money. And it's emes, because since the Radvaz and Archimachai says that a guy should not have a kosher mezuzah, so in Mela, he's not saying a sheker, and that's what he should do. There's another eitzah. That's the eitzah of Yitzchak Zilberstein. Let me finish. There's another eitzah. Actually, there's another eitzah. The Maril speaks out. You look in the Maril, that the whole Mokar Amor is in Maril. Maril says, if a guy comes to you and wants to buy a mezuzah, you try to be doicha him and tell him, listen, we have kedusha mezuzah. We have the mezuzah, the shmira. But we have the mitzvah of taking of mezuzah. But since you don't have the mitzvah mezuzah, since you don't have the mezuzah, it's not going to be a shmir for you. So in that, I'll be paid for you, so it's not going to help for you. The chay is such an eitzah helps. The chay is a posh eitzah. But I found in the Masoret Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, in page Shin Mem, he quotes Rav Moshe saying, Mamish the opposite, the Chiddush Gadol. Rav Moshe says that if a guy has mezuzah ksheira, Avad is going to help shmir for him. And he brings down and there's an Igus Moshe. It happens to be Igus Moshe that's a right to this. Moshe in Yerideya in Chedek Beis in Simen Kufim Alav Anav Gino, he's over there. He says he brings a right from Yishalmi that he brings down Rabbeinu Kaddish, gave him a mezuzah to a guy, to Yishalmi. So you see from over there that the shmir, if he gave it to him, he gave it to him for shmir over there. That's what Yishalmi says. So maybe you see that it's shmir for a guy also. So maybe that eitzah doesn't help. Question. However, one moment, just finish. And sorry, Moshe brings down an eitzah pshuta that you can tell a guy. The guy comes into a bookstore and wants to buy a mezuzah. You should tell him that this mitzvah was given only for Yidden and it's only shema to someone who's shema the mitzvah. So maybe it's a da'a. It's not shaykh to a guy, so you're wasting money by buying it. But that only helps only before when they come in. Well, here we saw in case we had already. So the only way you can use the eitzah of Yitzchak Zilberstein that you should tell them that I have a better mezuzah, I have something better for you than the mezuzah you have until now. Yes.
Is there a bazillion if the guy puts the mezuzah outside his house on the outside door? There's no
bazillion. There are some achrenim that want to say that hold. Machlokes Maril and Ramah, can you sell a mezuzah to a guy? But they also say that's only talking outside the door, outside the house. But all the other rooms, you certainly shouldn't sell them because he mavazit.
Right.
Because that's a dress property.
If the guy wants one mezuzah, he's obviously going to put it on the outside of the
right,
house.
Yeah.
There's no mezuzah in
there. Alpha Pikil, still you're not allowed to. According to Ramah, it's also. Unless it's Ava.
The Brian, you made a chiddush by Esav. Esav was mavazit with the chayra by selling it.
He was a Majid says he sold it. He held the whole thing to lose it. That's why he sold it.
That's why he sold it.
But yeah.
It's a revolution. I mean, you pay for it. Next time you buy the guy by another cipher, the guy's going to say, then they're going to find out that there was nothing there. That was what we asked.
And you tell the guy, listen,
I'm giving you the better one, but then there'll be a year.
No, the better one's for a guy.
So that's the new cipher. The guy's going to tell him it's not.
No. It's a better one for a guy. I know it's not kosher for you, but this is good for you. But he tells him, but if he tells him clearly. All right. One more. Let me just finish. What? You have to take it off. If you sell a business to a guy, you have to take off the mezuzahs. Send your, huh?
He's in, he's living there.
Doesn't make a difference.
You have to tell him it, or you can just...
You just take it off. Take it off. Right, says. If you look in the Shami Peya...
How can you say that this is better for him?
Huh?
How can you tell him that what you're doing by giving him the fake one is better?
Because he wasn't supposed to give him to begin off with. It's better for him. Huh? I said that. According to Moshe, it says it's better for him. What do you mean? If he's a Zilbush Zeta?
Right,
I guess he doesn't know where Moshe's Pesach. He doesn't know where Moshe's Pesach. All right. 1 second. Yeah. No. There's a Maisa that happened. It's an interesting Maisa. It's. There's a Raifa. It's time for it. Yeah, let me finish this. A Raifa Nachri, that had many Jewish patients, and everyone thought that this Raifa is Jewish. That's why they came to him. And they see he doesn't have a mezuzah on his door, so he wants to put a mezuzah on his door that people think is a Yid. So the Yid asks, is a mutter to buy, if you're allowed to buy a mezuzah for this guy. So Chayav according to Amor we mentioned, should be also, because it's no shash eva, and also it's no shash they'll do bad to you. So the Chayav Pashti should not buy a mezuzah for him. That's a Chayav Pashti. However, the Yishalmi in Perah, in Perakalf Halach Aleph, means Ravur, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh sent a mezuzah to a guy. So Chayav it's Masher from that Yishalmi, not like the Amor. And Emzin, it's Shuvah in Yairitz, in Chayav Beis, Simen Kuf Chof Aleph, he brings a Rai from this Yishalmi to argue under Amor, Yishem Maril, that if you know the guy is Gnoig and covered, there's no way to give the guy a mezuzah. Melatana to sell to him. And somebody speaks out the Yatsho, that's a Shoah Mashim in your day, Simir Tzadik Aleph, with Sefer Torah. They ought to sell Sefer Torah to a guy, or give it to a guy, as long as you know it will be mechabedit. However, the Nachal Eshkol, in Hilchot Mezuzah, Simir Chav Gimel, writes three reasons why Rabbein Kodesh did it. One reason he says, because he did out Eva. Another, in the case of in Yishalmi's talking, he did it because of Eva. Because the guy wanted it. Second reason he says it was a kiddush. There was a kiddush Hashem there through the mezuzah. Because there's a whole mice of a shade, but it got rid of a shade of an achri with the mezuzah. So maybe it was in the kiddush Hashem. That's why it was better there. The third thing, the Rebbe didn't knew that he would not be mezal the mezuzah. The chayyah, the two terutzim are not like the Amor. However, there's a true benigus Moshe. In your day, Chelgav, Dennis Simukov Pedalad, he says, even though Mika Adin, if we know for sure, that if a guy is not going to invite Mezuzah, Mechavadet, Medina, it's Mutah. However, since there are more being done, Meshem Aril, it's also. That's also. And the reason why it's also, Chum Abiyam, when Aril speaks out, we're afraid that he'll be Mechad Mezuzah. But if you go on the door, when he dies, the children might not be Mechad Mezuzah. So Mela, You should not sell the mezuzah. That's the reason Maril holds you're not allowed to give it to a guy to mechaber it. Ira ben Akadosh did give it to a guy. So Moshe writes, it must have been certain to a guy that he did it. For Stamazai, it should be also. L'chaira, this case of the doctor, the Goyish doctor, that wants a mezuzah in front of the door, L'chaira is Eitz Pshuta. He creates a kuyamba. You can write a mezuzah on a piece of paper and put a mezuzah case, or put an empty mezuzah case there. He thinks that the people think that he's Jewish. And they won't be scared to come to him as a doctor. There's no gnevus das of the guy, because the guy is not interested in mezuzah kshera. All he's interested is that the chayram should continue coming. They shouldn't be scared coming to him. So maybe that's enough to put a mezuzah that made from paper. Alright? Huh? That's his problem.
That's the way to get it off.
Huh?
Send me Shalachim there and he'll take it off right away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Reis to the Chatzkili should be machmir.